Okay, good morning. Getting ready for a really good football team coming up. Another game on the road, another NFC game. They're very talented defensively, very good running the football offensively, a lot of skilled guys, so it'd be a heck of a test for us again. So, questions?
You've coached a couple of their guys, Captain and Khalil. Does that give you some advantage in trying to scheme against them and plan against them?
No, not really. I mean, they coach with Remmers, so it's kind of a wash.
You've had pretty good success two of the last 3 years facing Cam Newton. What have been some of the keys in that regard?
I've got good players. It's just, they played those games well. Each game's different, though. Every time you play somebody, it's a different deal. He's a very, very talented athlete. They're doing a few different things with him now. He's got a very strong arm, competitive. They're good on third downs. They use him a lot in the running game, so it makes it difficult.
From your experience, why do some teams handle success and other teams have trouble handling success?
I think it's human nature, Joe. Some guys get full of themselves and kind of go from there, and everybody's telling them how good they are, and they listen, And it goes the other way, too. Everybody tells you how bad you are, and you listen. So it's just, it's really human nature to back off of things.
Is Cam one of those quarterbacks that it's important to get after early? I mean, he seems to really ride an emotional roller coaster.
I don't know. I mean, I think with each quarterback, you pick your spots and try to, get them off rhythm. I mean, I don't know that there's any guy I would say that you wouldn't try to get him off rhythm early. But, he's a great player, best player in the league 2 years ago.
Do you see him kind of feeding off when he starts running the ball early and having some success there? Do you think that kind of feeds into how he is throwing the ball in game?
I don't know. I don't know how he reacts to those things.
You had said after the last game you didn't realize that Case Keenum was such a great movement guy. What are some of the keys? How much in looting press rush is it his athleticism? How much is just the sense of kind of knowing where guys are coming from?
Well, some of it's vision. Some of it is the feel, having a feel in the pocket. And then, understanding, sometimes the coverages dictate that you can run. So I think it's just a feel.
Is that part of reading the defense quickly?
A little bit. Yeah. You get back and you kind of, as your vision starts looking, you kind of feel a little bit on one side or the other, or you move to a step here or there. But, everybody works on those things. It just, he's done a good job with it.
A defense when you have a guy like McCaffrey where you just aren't sure where he's going to line up from play to play?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. And they put him a lot of different places. They move him around. He's a good player. Sometimes he's a back, sometimes he's a receiver. It makes it difficult.
How different are they with Greg Olsen and without Greg Olsen?
Olsen's a great player. And, Dixon's got a lot of catches too. So, but Olsen, and they both can run. I think they might use him a little bit more opened up formations with Olsen than with Dixon. But they move him all over the place too.
Like, how does Cam look compared to past times you played? It's been kind of a strange season for them overall. It seemed like kind of up and down, inconsistent.
I think throughout the course of the season, everybody has their little ups and downs a little bit. I see the things that he does really good, and that's what we try to defend. He throws the ball great down the field. He moves in the pocket well. He runs good. On the move, he throws well. So, I don't know. you know, I can't tell you about all that. I just know that I know the guy that, you know, went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Case took over in that game against the Steelers. From then until now, have you noticed a difference in it from either preparation and practice to playing in the game?
Not really. You know, maybe a little bit more assertive at practice, but I wouldn't say that's, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, he's out there leading the team, so he might be a little more assertive, but, you know, Case is kind of an energetic guy anyway, so that's kind of how he always is.
Mike, in the games where their defense has been really on, I mean, they've had some games where they've, you know, given up only 3 points and then 30 points. And the games where they're playing really well, what are they doing?
Most of the time they're stopping the run and affecting the quarterback. You know, they got a very high in blitz percentage on first, second, and third down, so they pressure the quarterback. You know, Kukli and Davis, they run around. The two inside tackles are hard to move off the ball. In the ends are very good pass rushers. And then, you know, they use Coleman down in the box quite a bit. And these two corners, you know, they get up and challenge you. So they give you a lot of different looks. I mean, you know, statue-wise, they're a little bit like our defense, you know, 4-3 base that does a good job with their pressures and the things that they do. So I think it's – so once, you know, if they get the run stopped, then they can really try to affect the quarterback.
Mike, a lot of talk about the Monday night football game going too far with the physicality. Do you talk to your team about what the fine line is? Or is it just you play smart and tough and you don't have to worry about it?
Well, I talked to them about playing clean. Yeah, I mean, and I didn't, you know, I didn't see the second half of that game, so I don't know exactly what happened or what was going on. But yeah, we talked to him about playing clean. You know, we try to play by the rules. We try to do things the right way, and you know, and if a guy's, you know, we talked to him about, you know, you have to put a target on the receiver where you want to hit him. Legally, and same thing on running backs and quarterbacks, you know, because we don't want to be a high penalized team.
Or is it comparable to the best defenses you've had at Barnett?
You know, each one's a little bit different. You know, I've been around some great defenses and great players. I really like this group. You know, I think we have a lot of good playmakers. But I like, probably more so, I like the confidence that they play with and the desire to go out and compete each Sunday. You know, this group really likes to go out and compete. They want to prove, you know, that they're good, I think.
What's been the key for your defense when you face teams that have put up a lot of points in previous games and you held, you know, them to 9-10 points?
I'm sure we've given up points to a lot of teams that score points too. You know, it's just, you know, we played good that day. It's really about it. I mean, typically when you cover good, you know, you don't give up big plays. Good. Thanks.